One. Hi, everyone, and welcome to Mike Velarde Show. I'm excited to welcome Mike Velarde, and this is again a special edition to talk about specifically the school shooting and basically talking about safer schools. One thing that I talked about when I worked with a company called LenSec in as a client and developed different opportunities to look at how schools should be secure, video surveillance. You look at specifically how they have a plan of action for emergencies, all these things. Lots of schools are lacking in those areas, Mike.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the reasons I got Albie on the show today, because that's what his company does, is specifically the security with the cameras, and it hooks it up. And I'm going to let him talk about that. I just want to make three points. Three things that could be done to stop this. Number one, we've been having school shootings for too many years now. When I was a 9/11 responder and subsequently assigned to the Joint Terrorism Task right after 9/11, we stopped every threat before anything could happen the entire time that George Bush was president. So from 9/11 on till 2009, there wasn't any terrorist activity because we stopped it. Now, what could they do? The first thing the FBI needs to do is set up a task force, an information line. You think somebody is crazy, they tell somebody they're going to threaten to shoot kids, call the hotline number, send some FBI agents to talk to that person. Right. Next thing they should be doing is monitoring social media. This particular kid went on Facebook an hour beforehand and let the whole world know that he was going to go shoot up a school, okay? Everybody knew it, okay? So
that means that instead of monitoring conservatives on social media, they should be monitoring people that are having terrorist acts. It's like yelling a fire in a place. I'm going to go do this, or I'm going to kill myself, or I'm going to do certain things on social media. That's when the social media companies need to take that down and take action and get authorities going. Instead of, okay, you just posted something that is not truth, like COVID. That's right. We're going to take that down in 2 seconds. But when it comes to somebody like that, no, that post can stay up.
It's ridiculous. Of course. And then what the FBI could do is immediately notify the schools that might be involved and say, hey, you need to go into a lockdown situation or code red, whatever. There's a possibility that there might be a terrorist threat against your school today. Give them notice. So that's the first thing. You need to have a task force to handle this. They don't have anything like that at all. And they've never done it because it seems to me they're not serious about wanting to stop these school shootings. All they really want is gun control. It's just an agenda and a narrative. And that's the criminal part about this. The second thing is there should be federal funding so that each responding officer has a military style vest that stops anything coming out of what they call assault rifles, you know, an AR-15, a Mini 14, an AK-47, a ballistic helmet. And thirdly, their own assault rifle will take out the threat with some very good optics. OK, and they need to be trained so that they're qualified to use it. So they need the training and they need the equipment. And the third thing is they made these called gun-free zones, right?
Right.
So let's say I'm driving by the school and I see this guy out there with a military assault rifle and I decide I want to take him out. The problem is I get charged with the felony because I have a gun in a gun-free zone.
So you can't walk into a gun-free zone.
Yeah, right. So what they need to do.
Gun-free zones are malls.
No, schools specifically.
Just schools gun-free? Is that the only place?
Well, it's not the only place. I mean, certain establishments will say they don't want you to take their firearms in, but schools and the post office, okay, are the two places where even though I can carry in any state because I'm qualified, okay, you can't carry into school. It's ridiculous because you want the purpose of having HR 218 initially was so that law enforcement officers could stop terrorist threats, right? That's why they passed the law back in 2001. And then to exclude it is just stupid. So, and any officer that does respond should be also given immunity from prosecution. You know what I mean? In case a stray bullet goes someplace, whatever, you don't want to get your life destroyed for trying to do the right thing. All right. Now I want to introduce Albie. Albie I've known for years, and his company, GeoCommand, had specifically done this stuff. So, Albie, you have the floor.
Thanks, Mike. Long time no speak.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm going to first speak about this particular incident that happened this week in Texas. If you look at this incident, you realize that the shooter fired bullets outside the school for 12 minutes before entering the building. Once entering the school at 11:40 a.m., the first responders did not even have a floor plan of the school, and the building was not entered by the Border Patrol tactical team till approximately 12:40, 1 hour later.
That's too late. You have to respond quickly. Yes.
So let's take a look at the external of the building. And let's take a look at modern day technologies and stuff that our current company, Layers and Legends, Geo Command was the research and development company. Layers and Legends is the company that's bringing it to market. And what we were confronted with and how we've used modern day technologies to start mitigating this type of problem. So in every case, somebody's crossing a fence to get on a campus.
Okay.
With AI, there are products that are out there that are cameras that could take a snapshot of a person coming onto the campus, because these particular cameras can pick up metals. And when that event happens, a photograph of the perpetrator coming onto the campus can show up within our mapping platform or our program, which is called Campus Legends. So as soon as that is picked up by this particular camera, there is an alert sent to our to the platform. What the responder, in this case, probably the school resource officer, would see at first is the geographic location of where the person entered the campus. In this case, in Texas, he climbed over a fence.
Because you would already have cameras, physical security cameras, video, and I don't know if you're doing any management software type of situation with the alerts and stuff like that. You would already have those video cameras outside to the parking lot. So certain things could have been already, because you had already heard about the situation with the gun shooting, right? Outside right. of the building, that would have triggered an alert that would have gone to the security professional, whoever he is at the high school, wherever he's located, that it's happening.
And it would have, because every event happens at a very specific latitude and longitude, that location would show up so that the school resource officer or the dispatch or the commander who is headed to the scene has a clear snapshot of the perpetrator and the location.
Right.
Okay. So that's called a preparation tool. Now, there's four aspects to public safety. The first one is preparation. The second one is mitigation, response, and recovery. So these type of AI-based cameras that could pick up this metal detection, when integrated with our platform, or what we call Campus Legends, shows that picture. Now, let's just say they went into the building. They got past the 12 minutes, in this case, that the guy's firing. Why did the responders hesitate going into the building?
Because they thought there were more kids in there because they didn't have enough cameras to see if they had left or not.
Yeah, but they were not familiar with the building.
Yeah, they need to have a layout of the building, and they offer those in lots of different platforms like yourself. where you can have that layout of the building so that first responders and EMS know exactly where, and then we know where the perpetrator is located based on cameras where they have them. And then that would send an alert also, and you'd have infrared where it tells you exactly where they're at. So if they're walking down one hall with the gun, and you know it's that, you'll be able to see it also on a map, correct?
That is correct. And therein lies the advantage of what we're doing, not only with an AI company, but everybody's bought different types of cameras, different types of metal detectors,
yes,
different types of products, door access controls, fire alarm information. So what we do specifically is we take the CAD or the blueprint and we convert it into a GIS platform, which is multiple of layers.
Would it be like a new management software you have? Is it?
Yes.
Okay, because I've worked in VMS for a company that I think is no longer in existence, meaning working with that client, it's Lensec, and learned specifically about that. The video management software, for people to understand what this gentleman has, is something that is so needed because you integrate both not just the cameras, but access control and also any other types of technology. So all those components together, there's no reason that if they're going to put money into schools, they need to put money into security, or parents are going to be getting sick and tired of this. How many school shootings have happened in the past year and a half? What would you say?
Oh, gosh. 50 or more.
Okay, how many before Biden were there? Because then I know under Obama there was a ton of school shootings as well. I'm not trying to knock this. There is points out there regarding those things, and it's because of gun laws and specific things that are happening and the funding. There's got to be funding, and having technology like yours at every school, that stops. Because if there was an access control, there's no access control. The door was unlocked. Without access control, literally there would have been alert already that somebody has entered in a area. Let's check that camera. The school professional who's like the head of security, who should be monitoring the cameras at all times, or a secretary in one of the buildings, would have spotted that situation with the gun. That would have been alerted in seconds. And you have a response plan that an alarm gets set so that everyone goes in and locks down every one of the rooms. They don't leave where that's going to cause a problem. They lock themselves in, and then security comes in full force.
Exactly. Now, over the years, quadrillions of dollars have been spent to harden schools. So many of them have the various technologies.
Correct. Okay? Not all of them.
No, but right now, enough to put together, like here in the state of Florida, a working model on how our business partner, Cyber Tech, can pull in all of those disparate technologies so that we can simply display it with the existing technologies that have been sold. Unfortunately, as this money was issued out to schools, there was not a plan behind what the schools needed to do. And as far as I'm concerned, okay, and GIS is my business, in a smart city, in a smart school, it has to start off with a GIS platform, because that platform allows for the interoperability and the visualization of those type of tools. So I'm a school resource officer. I'm sitting in an office, and my school has 72 cameras. I'm looking at two computer screens with 36 cameras on each. How long is my attention going to scroll between those cameras.
So that, and that's where you need the alert.
That's where you need the alerts, exactly.
And alerts sent to your cell phone, sent to your computer email, and sent to also first responders right when there is a dangerous situation about to occur.
Exactly. So again, when an incident takes place, the alarm is triggered, the map will automatically identify which assets are breached and display the location and any specific information that the alarm is sending. So if you have these cameras that are able to pick up the metal when it's coming on campus, they pick up the metal detection, a snapshot of the perpetrator is displayed within our mapping platform on campus Legends. They go into the building, they now have the cameras inside the building, knowing where the perpetrator is. Or, you know, with Alyssa's Law, if somebody triggers an alert in classroom 205, the map will zoom right to the classroom 205 and identify through by blinking it in a bright red notification and where CAP alerts could be delivered directly to the first responder community. If a door is open that's supposed to be locked, something as simple as a student opening up the back door because his friend wants to sell drugs in the bathroom within the school happens all the time.
All right,
if the door opens, the dispatcher is going to see, as well as the school resource officer or anybody within the building, that blinking door yellow.
Exactly.
You're going to take a snapshot as soon as that door opens.
Yeah, and you would already have an identification of that perpetrator that has come into the building already right before, and then all these things would occur. So Michael already said, first of all, if you had social media alerts, as they do in your service, they had the same thing in social media that I had a security officer that says he monitors social media all the time for kids and different things. Well, if the platforms did their job, then if you're saying there's shooting going on, once he enters the campus before even the door, they know that there's someone with a gun and that would have been alerted. And then that has to go to first responders and they have to respond quickly to show up. Then if he did make it through the door, already an alarm has been set, right? And they already have a active shooter plan in place. But you need to have every one of those components in together. And how many schools are really doing active shooter type of scenarios? All these things have to be implemented. There shouldn't be this lack of fairness where certain schools and more socio-higher economic areas have the best technology of security, while other schools are lacking the security technology who need it, right?
Exactly. And you know, if only these commission reports, like the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas Commission report, would just follow the greatest gaps that they identify in the reports. One school after another after a number. There is a lack of a common operating picture, okay? And that's why what we do is so important to the equation, because it's a kiss. It's a picture. That's all it is. It's using GIS to take a CAD or a blueprint to create a picture of the inside of the school where they could click on basement, first floor, second floor, third floor, and see the events that are taking place in the moment.
Yeah.
And know how to respond. That's why I said initially, what we do is a preparation tool. The mitigation piece is getting more done for less.
Okay. Such great information, Mike. I mean, Mike, this is the perfect guest for me because of working with LenSec for a couple years in marketing for them. that I understand exactly what he's doing. And I've understood by, you know, demoing this stuff. This is this technology that's not in schools.
Right.
And there was a team of people at that organization making those phone calls and finding out many of the schools are not secure. So like our guest today, Mike, they need to contact, but there has to be money available for schools compared to some of the wasteful spending of money that goes towards security, because keeping our kids safe is most important, right, Mike?
Listen, absolutely. Instead of sending all this money to Ukraine, we could be using it to secure our schools. And the FBI, it's beyond me that all these school shootings, they never put together a task force to stop school shootings.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
See, I didn't even know that. I mean, like I said, I've worked with the PASS, and I always forget the name of the PASS, and there's some great people involved. You can check out my podcast to see interviews I did and also how I produced the LENSEC, I forget, What's Your Perspective radio show. You can go back to some of those interviews, and there are such great security professionals out there. The PASS, SIA, as I know you know who SIA is. SIA, again, is involved with Security International Association, whatever involving security, who runs ISC West and all that. And the bottom line is we can keep kids safe. And we talked about some of these measures. Every school needs this. And some people say, I don't want security cameras. I don't want VMS. I don't want access control. I don't want my kids to be monitored. Well, guess what? You might wish you didn't say that, because those are things that are needed. And I think, honestly, we need more cameras in a lot of places to keep people safe, because especially if our police can't take care of it. So, Mike, finishing up, let's find out where we can find information on our guests. Where can we go really quickly, sir?
Layers, LAYERS, and AND, Legends, LEGENDS.com, layersandlegends.com, or people could call me 561-926-3083. I'd be very happy to get back to talk to anyone and show them what we're doing.
All right. I want to talk to you because, again, I enjoyed my radio show, enjoyed having a security segment back in the day. And let's chat, because I think it's really needed, especially talking these layers of security and who I know in the industry as well. So I appreciate you coming by. Mike, FilardiBooks.com, WinningTaxSolutions.com, and MikeFilardiShow.com. Right, Mike? All those three, right?
That's it. That's the three.
I handled all three. I appreciate you guys. Take care. And that was the Mike Filardi Show, guys. Take care.